You're listening to All Law, an audio series brought to you by Lakshmi Kumaran and Sridharan, a leading Indian law firm. At the firm, we are proud to combine knowledge of law with extensive experience in industry and technology in order to design practical legal solutions for our clients. This podcast series is a part of our knowledge sharing initiative where we will discuss notable judicial and regulatory developments and analyze the business implications of the law as it evolves in India. In this podcast, we will discuss corporate social responsibility and the various exclusions from statutory obligation. Companies may be required to revisit the activities undertaken by them or proposed to be undertaken by them as corporate social responsibility and their existing corporate social responsibility policies in order to effectively meet their obligations under the Companies Act 2013. Corporate social responsibility is a means for companies to invest in social and environmental causes of the country. As per Section 135 of the Companies Act 2013, a company which qualifies the criteria mentioned is required to spend in every financial year at least 2% of the average net profits of the company made during the three immediately preceding financial years towards corporate social responsibility. The company's corporate social responsibility policy rules of 2014 defines the term corporate social responsibility to mean the activities undertaken by a company in pursuance of a statutory obligation laid down in Section 135 of the Companies Act 2013, but does not include certain activities as mentioned therein. This definition was introduced with effect from January 22nd of 2021 through the company's Corporate Social Responsibility Policy Amendment Rules 2021. Earlier exclusions from corporate social responsibility were clarified by a General Circular No. 1 of 2016 dated January 12, 2016. In this podcast, we will discuss the list of activities that are specifically excluded from corporate social responsibility as per the rules discussed above. The first exclusion being activities undertaken by a company in the normal course of their business. Such activities are ineligible for corporate social responsibility. The exception to this rule is the research and development activities of a new vaccine, drugs, and medical devices related to COVID-19, subject to satisfaction of certain conditions. It is worthy to note that the term normal course of business is neither defined in the Act nor in the corporate social responsibility policy rules. It can be understood as recurring transactions undertaken in the ordinary course of business or in the regular course of business of a particular company. Further, via an affidavit in the matter before the Delhi High Court, the Ministry of Corporate Affairs has clarified the scope of the term normal course of business by providing an example. They considered an example of a pharmaceutical company donating medicines or drugs within Section 135, read with Schedule 7 of the Companies Act, as a CSR activity, as the same is not an activity which is undertaken in pursuance of a normal course of business which is relatable to the healthcare sector or any other entry in Schedule 7. The Delhi High Court observed that CSR activity, which forms part of the core business of the company, can be carried out if it is done without a profit motive. Now, the question which arises is whether the absence of a profit motive alone can qualify an activity as being undertaken outside the normal course of business. For instance, a company engaged in the business of supply of biscuits distributes certain quantity of biscuits to needy and poor children. Can this activity be seen as something which is not in the normal course of business of the company? How do we determine whether an activity has been undertaken without a profit motive? Can it be treated as a brand building exercise and hence for a profit motive? Thus, doubts exist as to whether the activities of a company can be treated as corporate social responsibility or not in terms of the Companies Act 2013. Assuming for a moment that these activities are actually considered as corporate social responsibility discharged by the biscuit manufacturing company, can it be said that the expenses incurred by them is an amount spent? And if yes, what will be the manner in which this amount spent would be arrived at? The second exclusion from corporate social responsibility pertain to activities that benefit employees. Activities which benefit employees are ineligible for the benefit of corporate social responsibility. The term employee is defined in the Code of Wages 2019. Now, during the current pandemic situation, a classic example of vaccination or medicine facilities provided by companies to their employees, workers, and contract laborers deserves certain attention. The aforediscussed circular of 2016 has clarified that corporate social responsibility projects or programs or activities that benefit only employees of the company and their families will not qualify as corporate social responsibility. Let us take, for instance, a vaccination drive proposed to be undertaken by a company for the general public, and the drive is not restricted only to employees of the company. The question which arises is whether such a vaccination drive will be treated as an activity qualifying as corporate social responsibility. Recently, via General Circular No. 13 of 2021, dated July 30, 2021, the Ministry of Corporate Affairs has clarified that spending of corporate social responsibility funds for COVID-19 vaccination for persons other than employees and their families is an eligible corporate social responsibility activity. Further, in order for an activity to qualify as corporate social responsibility, it is equally pertinent to analyze as to whether these category of persons qualify as employees in terms of the Code of Wages 2019. Apprentices and interns are specifically excluded from the ambit of workers and consequently from the ambit of employees. The third exception to corporate social responsibility pertains to activities undertaken outside India. An activity undertaken by a company outside India is an ineligible activity for corporate social responsibility. The exception to this is training of Indian sports personnel representing any state or union territory at the national level or at an international level. As per the proviso to Section 135, the company should give preference to the local area and the areas around which it operates for spending the amount earmarked as corporate social responsibility activities. The Ministry of Corporate Affairs, through an FAQ, has clarified on the following: whether contribution in kind is permissible as corporate social responsibility or not. Here they say that Section 135 prescribes that the company shall ensure that it spends, meaning that the company has to spend the amount. Now, let us understand this exclusion through certain illustrations. Illustration 1. A company imports oxygen cylinders into India and makes payment in foreign currency to a foreign supplier as per Indian foreign exchange rules. The oxygen cylinders are further distributed to hospitals or trusts in India for fulfilling corporate social responsibility obligations. Based on Section 135, read along with the FAQ provided by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, a doubt arises as to whether such expenditure should mandatorily be incurred only in cash in India by the company in order for it to qualify as a corporate social responsibility expenditure. Considering the intention behind corporate social responsibility, it appears that the activity of providing oxygen cylinders by a company should also qualify as corporate social responsibility, as the benefit of the same will be enjoyed by the public in India. However, in case such oxygen cylinders were distributed outside India, such an activity will not qualify as corporate social responsibility on the grounds that it is provided outside India. Let us consider a second illustration. Expenditures have been incurred by a company for meritorious students towards his or her education in a foreign university pursuant to a sponsorship program. The question which arises is whether such expenditure can be treated as an eligible corporate social responsibility activity or not, since the amount will be spent outside India for an Indian student. The fourth exclusion to corporate social responsibility pertains to marketing or sponsorship activities. The activity is supported by companies on sponsorship basis for deriving marketing benefits for its products or services will not qualify as corporate social responsibility. In order to qualify as an activity which is eligible for the benefit of corporate social responsibility, these activities should be undertaken in project or program mode. One-off events such as marathons or awards or charitable contributions or advertisements or sponsorships of programs, etc., will not qualify as corporate social responsibility expenditure. Such a view has also been clarified through General Circular Number 21 of 2014, dated June 18, 2014. Basis the above, it is worthy to note that corporate social responsibility expenditure per se should not be incurred for marketing of products or services by a company. However, while incurring corporate social responsibility expenditure, a company may use its logo, which will surely promote the brand of a company, and such a use of logo is not barred. The fifth exclusion to corporate social responsibility activities pertain to statutory obligations. Now, any activity carried out by a company for fulfillment of a statutory obligation under a law which is in force in India will not qualify as an expenditure incurred towards corporate social responsibility. Now, the expenses incurred by a company for fulfilling the requirements of an act or statute or regulations such as labor laws, land acquisition acts, etc., will not be counted as corporate social responsibility expenditures under the Act. This view has been clarified by General Circular Number 21 of 2014, dated June 18, 2014. Further, while undertaking corporate social responsibility obligations, a company should not contravene other provisions of the law. The sixth and the last exclusion that we will discuss from corporate social responsibility pertains to contributions to a political party. Any contributions of an amount directly or indirectly to a political party is ineligible as corporate social responsibility. On a concluding note, we would like to highlight that companies are liable to fulfill their corporate social responsibility obligations in terms of the Companies Act. Appropriate steps should be taken by the companies to ensure that the expenditure incurred towards an activity actually qualifies as corporate social responsibility expenditure and therefore is in compliance with the mandatory obligation imposed by the Companies Act. Further, companies may be required to revisit the activities undertaken or proposed to be undertaken as corporate social responsibility and their existing corporate social responsibility policies in order to effectively meet their obligations under the Companies Act. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this series. We would love to hear your feedback, comments, and questions about the episode. You can write to us at podcast@lakshmishree.com to know more. You can even suggest topics for future episodes if you'd like to hear more about them. Do check out our website www.lakshmishree.com, which has been linked in the episode description below to keep you abreast with the relevant legal updates. We hope that you'll join us next week.